I have about three different sermons this morning. I'm not sure where we're going, but I promise we'll be through by 2:30. Amen? I mean, where else have you got to go? Amen? Okay. No, I promise this. When the Lord is through, I'm through. Amen? When the Spirit of God says shut up, I'm shut up. Amen? So we'll just do what the Spirit of God is asking us to do. I would ask for you to go with me to Ecclesiastes, the third chapter. And I would ask that you stand for the reading of God's Word and God, in the honor of God's Word. And in chapter 3 of Ecclesiastes, we'll start there with the first verse. It says, to everything there is a season, and a time for every purpose under the heavens. A time to be born, a time to die. A time to plant, a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill, a time to heal. A time to break down, a time to build up. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get, a time to lose. A time to keep, and a time to cast away. A time to rend, and a time to sow. A time to keep silent, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time of war, and a time of peace. Father, this morning, as your word is brought forth, I just ask that your Holy Spirit will be with us in a special way, and Father, that that word will do what you want it to do, Father God, and will accomplish that which you would have it to do. And we thank you for that in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. We're going to use the first verse of this chapter. To everything there is a season and a time, to every purpose under the sun. One thing that I do know is that God has a purpose for our life, and we're going to get into several passages of Scripture. If you would turn with me to Acts, the 11th chapter. And the 23rd verse, Acts 11 and 23, says that whom, when he came, had seen the grace of God, was glad and exhorted them all that with a purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. One thing that the Lord Jesus Christ wants of us most of all is that we have a very close relationship with him. Amen. In other words, that we make sure that our lives are what God wants us to be and where he wants us to be. And sometimes we think that we are living a close life with the Lord Jesus Christ, but then sometimes we're living a life that does not show that. Amen. It's like a black preacher friend of mine says, if you is what you was, you ain't. You get that? If you is what you was, you ain't. And sometimes we think that we can get saved and live the way that we want to live. See, we're living in a world today that if you look around, you find that people are living like they were in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, living in a way that is right in their own eyes. Amen? And we have to be very careful. That passage of Scripture says that he wants us to cleave to him. That means to draw close to him. Amen? That means to live our life in such a way that people around us will know that we know the one that gives us everything. Amen. One thing that I have found In all of the many trips that I've made, I've been to Indianapolis 18 times, and the Lord has been very, very gracious. Now, does that mean that this body likes that? No, it doesn't. Sometimes this body, it wants to say no, 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 no. Especially when you spend 25 hours in the air on the airplane. I mean, and I have found as I get a little older, when the Bible tells us that we're to love Him with all of our might, all of our mind, all of our soul, and all of our strength. Sometimes there's not a whole lot of strength. Like yesterday, there was not a whole lot of strength left yesterday after we cooked all the fish and all of that. Amen. But yet I found out this one thing, that God the Father, no matter what we're doing, if we are where He wants us to be, guess what He's going to do? He's going to be standing right there beside us, and He's going to be giving us the strength that we need to do the work. Now, is it as it was when we were 40? No. But it is sufficient to do the job at the time that He wants us to do it. That one piece of paper, I've dropped it 3 times. I'm just going to leave it there now, okay? I guess I'm not supposed to be holding it in my hand. But anyway, but here's the thing. God wants us to have a close cleave to Him and allow His presence to be in our heart. And of course, when His presence is there, it's also going to be in our spirit. Romans 8:28, probably one that most of us have probably memorized more than any one passage of Scripture in the Bible. It says, we know that all things work together for good of them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. And I'm glad that we serve a God that does have a purpose for us in our lives. And when we line ourselves up with that purpose, then He will take care of us. And then in Ephesians, the third chapter, and the 11th verse, Ephesians 3 and 11, it says, according to the eternal purpose which He purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by faith in Him. Amen? So you and I not only can know without a doubt in our mind that God the Father has a purpose and that He's going to be with us no matter what. David was a man that is probably one of my favorite men in the Bible. And in many ways, God is kind of like all of us. He failed God many times. He was not a perfect man. And I try to tell my wife all the time that I'm perfect. You know what? For some reason, she doesn't believe that. Why? I don't know. I mean, just looking, I mean, you'd think so, right? But my wife, here's the thing. My wife knows me, see? And God knows us too, amen? And so we serve a God that not only will He stand beside us and help us in all situations, but He will be there for us when we need Him the very most. Amen? And so we can understand and know that we serve a Heavenly Father that not only loves us in a special way, but we can know for sure that He's going to be there with us no matter what we go through. About 2 weeks ago, I went in for a procedure in the VA hospital, and I had a reaction to that procedure. My blood pressure was running 205 over 195, and they did not know what to do. Well, I had to turn to my Heavenly Father and Father, help me. Because it could have been one of those situations where I could have had a stroke, anything was going on. This went on for about 3 days. I kept telling them what the problem was, and they were not listening. Amen? And I'm glad we have a Heavenly Father. And when we call on Him, it says that, the Bible says that He's just a whisper away. Just a whisper away. I'm glad that we have a Heavenly Father that is that close. Amen? But you and I have to get to that place where we cleave to Him, as that scripture says earlier, that we want that close walk with Him. And folks, it's not just given to us because we want it. It's given to us because we seek after it. Amen? And the only way that you and I are going to be able to find exactly what God wants us to do is by seeking Him through His Word. I used to go with a pastor friend of mine in Edmond, and Brother Ben had been at this church for 20 years. He had gone after an older man that was, he was just a reprobate. That's about all you could say for him. And he would cuss him out just about every time we'd go out there. And so he had been going for about 30 years trying to get this man. He was seeking after this man, okay? Sometimes when we're doing the work of God, we have to seek after the things of God. Amen? And so he went out. So we finally went, and the old fella said, "Look, I'm tired of seeing your face, and the next time you come, I'm going to load my shotgun, and I'm going to use it when you get here." So I'd come in off the road, and Brother Ben said, "I'm going visiting. You want to go?" And so he went down this road. I said, "Whoa, wait a minute. Now, you're not going over to so-and-so's house, are you?" He said, "Yes, I am." And I said, "Well, would you let me off when you get to the gate, okay? I owe you of little faith." Amen? Amen? Some of us are the same way at times. Amen? But that day was the day that was the time of the Lord for that man. You see, the Bible says that there is a time for everything. That day was the time that the Lord wanted him to be there. That man had had a thing that had happened in his life just a day or so before, and that was the time. See, the Bible says today is a day of salvation. And that day was the day that man, 89 years old, accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. But it happened because Brother Ben just kept seeking after that which is lost. See, that's what God the Father does each day. He seeks after. In fact, the Bible says that He came to seek and to save that which was lost. Did you know that that's our job too? Sometimes we think that we're just meant to come to church and just sit here and do nothing. Hey, today God wants you to come. He does want you in his services. Amen? But He doesn't just send you here for no purpose at all. Amen? You may be the very one that talks to somebody that does not know Christ. You may be the one that God has to talk to that person and bring them to the Lord Jesus Christ. cause them to understand that, hey, God is seeking them. God is begging them to come to Him. Amen? And you and I need to realize that God has a purpose and He has a timing for us in all things. Now, God also has a place for us to be, and that is in God's house. But the Bible talks about several things that God is as a place. In Psalms 32, verse 7, the Bible says that God is a hiding place. In Psalms 119, 114, it also says that He is a hiding place. In Psalms 90, verse 1, it says that He is our dwelling place. In other words, we can go to Him and dwell in Him. In Proverbs 14 and verse 26, it says that He is a place of refuge. In other words, if we have problems, if we have things that are bothering us, we can go to Him for refuge from those things. And then, I forgot to write scripture down on this one, but it says that the eyes of the Lord are in every place. Every place we go, God's eyes are watching after, watching, knowing where we are. I'm glad that He says that He'll never leave us, never forsake us. Amen. And then in Acts 2 and verse 1, it says that the people were with one accord and in one place. In one accord and in one place. I'm not sure sometimes that's in a Baptist church, amen? But it says there that they were in one accord and one place. God wants each one of us to be all that we can be for you, for Him. And it's just like, as I was talking about David earlier, David was a man that God knew, was a man that was not a perfect man, but yet, God said that David was a man after His own heart. A man after His own heart. You know why that was? Because David recognized one thing, and that was that he could go to God and he could repent of the things that were wrong in his life. And he knew many times that things were not as they should be. But he knew that he had to go to God, because in Psalms 51, verse 10, David said this. He said, "Create in me a clean heart, O God." And then he goes a little farther than that, and he says, "And create in me a clean heart." See, he knew that he had to go to God. He knew that he could not do it himself. Amen? Just like you and I. We have to go to God. If we have something that is in our heart and our lives that's not supposed to be there, we have to go to Him and we have to ask Him for forgiveness of those things that are there. Amen? And sometimes we know they're there. Amen? Sometimes we know they're there, but we refuse to give them up. You know why that is? Because we begin to enjoy them. Amen? And a lot of times I'll talk to people and they'll be telling me different things that are going on, and they'll say this, "Well, it's just a little thing." Just a little thing. But the Bible says it's the little foxes that spoil the vine. Amen? And you know why that is? Because those little things grow up. A fox, when he's small, when he's little, he grows up, amen? It's the same way with things in our lives. Those little things begin to grow. They begin to get bigger. We think that, oh, well, I got away with this little thing, so I can do a little more and a little more. But here's the thing. God wants you to be clean and right before Him, amen? He wants you to cleave to Him, and the only way that you and I are going to be able to do that is if we are all that He wants us to be. Now, you and I are living in a world that We have an adversary. Amen. In fact, the Bible says that he walks to and fro throughout the land, seeking whom he may devour. What does that mean? It means that you and I have a heavenly Father that we can go to. In fact, the Word of God says that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So you and I. But here's several things that Satan would like to cause problems in your life about. Number one, he will cause doubt in your life. He make you question God's word and his goodness. He will cause discouragement. He make you look at your problems rather than at God. Amen. And number three, he would like to cause diversion in your life, make the wrong things attractive so that you will want them more than the right things. I live in one of the most affluent towns in the state of Oklahoma. And every Sunday when you go, they have soccer fields, they have football fields, they have baseball fields, they have everything you can imagine. Every Sunday morning when you're on your way to church, you find that all of these are full of young people and their parents. Why is that? Because Satan is trying to divert them into things that are more, what they feel more important than God's house. And then he would like to cause defeat in your life, make you feel like you're a failure so that you don't even try. And that's where a lot of us have a problem. And then he would like to cause delay, make you put off things, doing things for the Lord to a place where you don't ever get it done. You know, you and I serve a God that, as I said, wants us to be close to him. He wants people around us to be saved. And he gives you the Spirit of God and the ability to do that which he would have you to do, and that is reach those people around you that don't know him. Amen? So you and I have been given the opportunity to not only be a child of his, but have a purpose, and that is to reach those people around us that do not know him. We have a great opportunity to do what God wants us to do. And folks, God wants you, number one. He wants you, number one, to be a child of his. Number two, he wants you to be at a place where God wants to work in your heart and your life. Be all that you can be for him. You see, one thing that I have found is that God is not going to work in an unclean vessel. Amen? And you and I this morning, if any one thing I could ask of you, examine your heart and your life. Make sure that all is right with him, and that you're where he wants you to be, and that you're here at the place that he wants you to be. Amen? Father, this morning, I know that it's just been a short time, but you know exactly what needs to be done, and you know those that need to come to you, and you know those that need to repent of things that are going on in their lives. And Father, we just ask that your Holy Spirit will draw hearts, and that, Father God, that you will allow them to be responsive to your word and to your truth. And Father, we just thank you for that. Praise you for it in the mighty name.